Mass would be easier if I could do it all by myself. Or with people just like me, those who looked like me, talked like me, thought like me, believed just like me. My self-absorption could go unchallenged. If there were just white people here, I'd never have to encounter firsthand those of you who suffer racism. All that talk about prejudice and inequity and white supremacy could remain just liberal academic theory, not the daily experience of the person I'm praying with. From the beginning, Jesus intended the Eucharist to be a great coming together that would eliminate all divisions and level all hierarchies, a shining moment of solidarity and equality with his unifying presence at the center, one bread, one body. Our Eucharistic gathering is a rehearsal of what Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. called the beloved community, a community of diverse ethnicities and backgrounds that recognizes that every person is made in the image of God, equally valued and respected, their inherent value and dignity affirmed. The Eucharist stands against marginalization of any kind, rightly celebrated. Eucharist builds and restores right relationships, equitable and just. Only then can we dare to call ourselves the body of Christ. In 1962, Dr. King said, "I am convinced that men hate each other because they fear each other. They fear each other because they don't know each other, and they don't know each other because they don't communicate with each other, and they don't communicate with each other because they are separated from each other." Dr. G. Marcus Cole, Dean of the Law School at the University of Notre Dame, who is African American, suggests that we won't undo racism until we stop waiting for people who differ from us to enter our circles. Most of us are not very good at getting to know people different from ourselves. We have to make a deliberate effort to expand our circles. From our beginnings 133 years ago, that has been a hallmark of ascension. Whether Catholic, Irish, Jewish, African American, white, Native, Mexican or Latin, Protestant, gay or straight, or straight from the suburbs, our body has acknowledged each person's dignity. At least we've made a deliberate effort to do so. Moving forward, as a synodal community, as a Eucharistic community, we will have more opportunities for encounters with others whose life experience is unknown to us, unappreciated by us, and perhaps even feared by us. Will we do it? Or do we just want to be left alone?